White supremacy beliefs were enshrined at all levels of law and government from colonial times forward. That is from a new state report on reparations. And can you guess which state? It's California. The state has a first-in-the-nation task force on reparations. Reverend Amos Brown is vice chair. He is a longtime civil rights activist, and he pastors Third Baptist Church in San Francisco. Welcome, Pastor.
Thank you.
There is a lot of history in this report. Systemic discrimination, a pattern of physical and psychological injury for generations of African Americans. But before the details, you have a personal long view of this struggle. Just briefly, what does this report mean to you?
It means we document the evils and the egregious wrongs that were perpetrated against Black people because of the color of their skin. And America needs to admit it, atone for it, and act to do something about it. And here in the state of California, we have just taken the first step to make sure that we act on the facts that have been presented and give restitution and pay the debt that America must pay to African Americans.
There is a lot of history in this report that California had sundown towns where African Americans couldn't live. They had to leave by dusk. More Ku Klux Klan events were held in California in the 20s than in Mississippi. And San Francisco didn't hire a Black firefighter till 1955. Is there one piece of this past that really speaks to you?
Yes. Back in the 1850s, Arcee Lee, a 19-year-old young man from my native state of Mississippi, was brought here by Charles Stovall as an enslaved person, even though California was a free state. However, the body politic was against him. For the first governor of this state, Peter Burnett, who later joined the state Supreme Court, voted with a minority opinion that this young man, Arcee Lee, would be sent back to Mississippi as an enslaved person. But the Black community rallied here in San Francisco at First AME Zion Church, and they raised monies, got legal defense, and they won the case. And even though the first governor of this state, Peter Burnett, who got on that Supreme Court, voted with the minority opinion that he should be sent back an enslaved man. So California's hands have been dirty ever since it elected the first governor.
Reverend Brown, this report doesn't just tell this history story, it connects it to today. And today, according to the report, a Black household has median liquid assets of $200 compared to $110,000 for white households. Life expectancy 6 years shorter. One measure of housing segregation is unchanged from the 1940s. How do you see this playing out in San Francisco today?
The political process must act and show it has integrity, or else we will repeat the same old mistakes of the past. We claim to be in San Francisco a progressive liberal city, but that's only a reputation that's been manufactured. San Francisco's Fillmore, the Harlem of the West, was destroyed back in 1948. And now our population today is down from 15 to 16% in the 70s to 3.94%. That happened by intentional public policy. It was Black removal, not urban renewal. The city is guilty of committing the same sin that the Atlantic slave trade was built on, and that was using African-Americans as tools to build the economy of this city and to build the economy of this nation.
Reverend Brown, this country, as of course you know, is in the middle of a conversation, a painful conversation about race as we speak, and some worry that this conversation about reparations could create a backlash, create further divisions in this country. Do you think that's the case?
It's already happening with this resurgence of racism and the former president of this nation blowing the whistle. We are in trouble. And if we do not rise up and to redirect the trajectory of this nation, America is going to go down, same as ancient Rome went down, because Rome would not do justice, would not love mercy, and would not walk humbly with the gods they claim to believe in.
That is Reverend Amos Brown, longtime pastor of Third Baptist Church in San Francisco. He's also vice chair of California's task force to study and develop reparation proposals for African Americans. Reverend Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity of sharing with you.